रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 43. मारुति डिस्ट्रॉयज द कैसल. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Meanwhile, Hanuman said to himself, I have slain the Kinkaras, I have ruined the lofty Ashoka grove, but I have not laid low this castle like unto the mansion of the gods. This too will I add to the list as an index of my strength. He took a short leap and stood on top of the castle, lofty as the peak of Mount Meru, and shone in his radiance even as the sun that faces the old one in its newborn pride and luster. He grew and grew apace like the huge Pariyatra mountain, blazed in his flush of victory and roared like a lion so that Lanka shook to its foundations. The sound pierced the ears of those that heard it. Birds on high fainted with terror and fell down, and the guards of the castle were bereft of their senses. And Maruti spoke to them in a voice of thunder, Know ye the prowess of my lord Raghuveera, unmatched as yet in the science of war, Lakshmana of the mighty arms, and of his majesty Sugriva, over whom Sri Rama has thrown his protecting shield. I am the humble footstool of Raghava, the best and bravest of the royal line of Ikshvaku, and the dispenser of good to all beings. I am known to my friends as Hanuman. I am the beloved son of the Lord Vayu. I am death to my foes. Hundreds and thousands of Rakshasas fall before my missiles of rocks and trees. 1,000 Ravanas put together count as nothing before me. I have penetrated to the depths of this Lanka so jealously guarded by you. I, unknown to you and unseen by you, had leisurely speech with the Lady Sita. Right before your wondering eyes will I lay the city in ruins, and my purpose accomplished, I will go back to my master. Thus did he roar out fearfully to the inmates of the castle from its lofty height. Thereat the guards rushed at him with weapons strange and deadly and hit him from all sides. Like a huge eddy in the current of Ganga's flood, did the Rakshasa host whirl round and round Maruti. Then it came to the monkey warrior that it was a pitiful job to waste his time on this child's play with the gods. So he was overcome with wrath and loomed huge and frightful before their eyes. He uprooted a mighty pillar that supported the castle roof, and like the lord of the devas, whirling his dread thunderbolt to slay his asura foes, he whirled it aloft and brought it down with a mighty force upon the other pillars that bore the edifice. And they, in their turn, caught fire and shone with their golden designs so curiously inwrought, and in the twinkling of an eye, the castle was one huge heap of ashes. Then Anjaneya made short work of the Rakshasa broods. Indra's Vajra was not quicker. He poised himself over its head and roared out that all might hear him. Our Majesty Sugriva has dispatched myriads of monkey warriors all over the world to bring him back the news of the whereabouts of the Lady Sita. Like my humble self, they are matchless of strength and courage. They never fail in any mission that they are sent upon. Some are endowed with the strength of 10 elephants, some of 100, some of 1,000, some of an ogre. Some compare proudly with my lord Vayu in strength and speed, while as to others, no description is possible. You are marked out as doomed to destruction by His Majesty Sugriva, the ruler of the lives and destinies of myriads of monkey leaders whose weapons are but their teeth and nails. You have brought down upon yourself the wrath of Raghuveera. You have invited his enmity, and do you dare hope that Lanka will survive it? And you too but precede it by a bit. And your lord and ruler Ravana but leads you on as ever. Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.